Earlier this year, China abruptly raised its birth limit so married couples can now have up to 3 children. This is a dramatic shift for a country that just less than a decade ago was still forcing families to sterilize mothers and abort babies under the one-child policy. NPR's Emily Feng spoke with families who had more than one child and accepted the risk therein. A warning, this story contains extremely disturbing characterizations.
Outside, rain falls. Inside, a middle school student completes his homework. His mother watches him approvingly.
It's my baby's break from school right now, but he likes to game and go online. So I get worried and I come home to look after him.
She's especially protective of him. He's her baby, the youngest of 3 children this mother had during China's one-child policy. Having him was a huge risk, and she initially struggled with whether to keep the pregnancy.
I had already had 2 children, but my heart just didn't feel right. I'd had to abort 4 pregnancies. But when I got pregnant again, I thought, this is it. If I don't have this child, my body won't be able to have any more.
Once she decided to keep him, she took no chances. She hid in a relative's house to avoid the family planning officials in her home village. These were the state authorities tasked with preventing families from having more than one child. I asked her, what exactly were you fleeing? What would they have done to you? On this question, she demurs, her eyes flicking downwards.
It's been so many years, and I've let the pain go. If you carry it with you all the time, it gets too tiring.
We're not using this mother's name because of this trauma she suffered. And she paid a high price for her 3rd child, literally. Their life savings to pay down the financial penalty for the illegal birth. An old friend of hers, the blind lawyer Cheng Guangchen, knows full well what she and other women in China's Linyi city went through. Here is Chen.
The doctors would inject poison directly into the baby's skull to kill it. Others would artificially induce labor, but some babies were alive when they were born and began crying. The doctors strangled or drowned those babies.
This was China under the one-child policy, which the Chinese state says led to an estimated 400 million fewer births over a 4-decade period. The rule was beginning to relax in the early 2000s. But then in 2005, family planning officials began enforcing the policy with a renewed ferocity in Chen's hometown, the city of Linyi, home to about 11 million people. Lu Bilun, a resident, remembers the aggressiveness of the campaign.
This was not your average level of policy enforcement. Officials would kidnap you if you tried to have 2 children. If you were hiding, they would kidnap your elderly relatives and make them stand in cold water in the winter. It was vicious.
Lu remembers how terrified he was while having his 2nd son. He paid a fine. Others got it worse. So Chen, the lawyer, mounted a class action lawsuit on behalf of Linyi's women. But the Chinese government punished Chen by imprisoning him here in his own house. Chen's brother shows me around the lawyer's now crumbling home. Chen's brother says this home used to be filled with guards to watch him. They'd surround the house and sleep right next to him. Eventually, Chen escaped and took refuge in the U.S. Embassy in Beijing. Today, he lives in the U.S. with his family. Stories like this are hard to process when you consider, in 2016, China allowed all families to have 2 children. This year, it raised that limit to 3. The supposed crimes of the families of Linyi are now perfectly legal. So why won't China remove all caps?
Because despite all the overwhelming demographic evidence, you know, they're sort of saying, we want to control you.
This is journalist Mei Fong. She wrote One Child, a book on the policy and how it shaped all of Chinese society in sometimes unexpected ways. For example, when limited to 1 child, people prioritize sons over having daughters.
A very unbalanced population, gender-wise, has led to, for example, a rise in property prices because families of men have bought apartments in order to make their sons eligible in a marriage market where there are millions of missing women. These effects will be felt in the generation ahead.
And in the end, it's not even clear the policy worked, as in demographers are divided on whether China needed the one-child policy to decrease its birth rate. Here's Stuart Geidel-Bastin, a demographer with the Hong Kong University of Science and Technology.
The one-child policy was not the only thing that happened in China in the 1980s and 1990s. There was also rapid urbanization, rapid economic growth, rapid industrialization, female emancipation, female rights, female labor force participation, dot, 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 dot.
And so families were already having fewer children before the policy was instituted.
But then one-child policy just, you know, maybe pushed that along a little bit. But there's only one China and there's only one-child policy. So it's kind of impossible to say the real effect of that.
What is certain is there is a whole generation of children out there whose births were ruled illegal by policymakers. Now they're coming of age, and their entrance into the workforce is very much desired by the same policymakers. In a Lin Yi village, the son has finished his homework and goes outside to play. His mother demurred when I first spoke to her. Now she opens up about how dearly her family fought for his birth. After she went into hiding, her husband used a pickaxe to drive off officials who wanted to prevent the birth. For that, he ended up in prison. All we can do is go on living, she says about that time. She says she doesn't care anymore about the past. There's no use in trying to make sense of society. Her worries these days are more mundane.
My son needs to get married, right? That requires buying him a car, an apartment. No one can afford that.
And ironically, now that people are allowed to have more children, they are increasingly reluctant to because of the costs she's just mentioned.
Women have it all figured out now. They won't have any more kids, even if they're told to have more.
The mother laughs helplessly. People act in funny ways, she says. There's no point in controlling them. Emily Fang, NPR News, Lingyi, China.